the tourism industry all around the country can take some encouragement. In essence, it's saying that visitors are happy. They're very happy with their experience, as they have been for some time. In particular, the scenery, the warmth of welcome, attractions, and value for money. So, and that's across all markets. So, I mean, heading into a new season, which we will hope will be as good as last year, it's very encouraging.
From the point of view of the relative strength of both the dollar and sterling against the euro, the pins are all in place, as it were, for what could be a very, very positive season indeed.
Absolutely. Last year, and this is before the changing in the exchange rates, if you like, only 6% found bad value for money, which compares with about 41% back in 2007. But certainly the way sterling has gone, the dollar, it augurs well for tourism right along the west coast and right up to the northwest.
The World Atlantic Way obviously has been one of the major selling points over the past year or two, and it's really, I suppose, this year that the apps are done, the signage is nearing completion, and the World Atlantic Way perhaps this year will finally see its true potential.
Well, we hope it certainly will perform even better than it did last year. I mean, the World Atlantic Way is a long-term project. It's really just 1 year out of the traps. It requires a lot of investment, as you say. Their route is now fully signed, and particularly well signed, if I may say so, in Donegal. You won't get lost on it. But we need to continue to invest in tourist attractions along the way. And the real success of that venture will be how well local communities embrace it and make the most of it.